Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is mostly sunny, with mild temperatures. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy clear skies, while Jerusalem is basking in warm sunshine. It's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, braving war losses and tough conditions. Thai workers remain committed to Israeli agriculture. This comes from the Times of Israel, just in. Also, Iran warns of retaliation against Israel as diplomacy struggles to prevent renewed conflict. Ynet reported that earlier today. Also this hour, Donald Trump reiterates his threat to destroy Iran, stating 1,000 missiles are locked and loaded if there's an assassination attempt on him. This update comes from I-24 News. Separately, Bernie Sanders compares Israel to Sudan and Russia. He acknowledges the October 7th attack, but accuses Israel of committing war crimes. This was reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, reports indicate Thai workers in Israel continue their labor despite significant risks and losses. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that President Donald Trump threatens to completely decimate Iran if there is an assassination attempt on the U.S. president. I24NEWS English, an Israeli international news broadcaster, posted an hour ago that Trump claims 1,000 missiles are locked and loaded in response to any Iranian threats against him. Ynet Global shared a similar message, noting Trump's orders following recent tensions and threats from Iran. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Thai workers in Israel. Despite the dangers, many Thai laborers continue to work in agriculture across Israel. The Times of Israel highlights that, since 2023, 51 workers lost their lives to terror attacks, with some taken hostage on October 7th. Their perseverance is essential to Israel's agricultural sector, which heavily relies on foreign labor. Turning to Iran's warning to Israel, Ynet reports that Iran is threatening retaliation amidst ongoing diplomatic efforts led by Qatar to ease tensions. This comes as regional mediators aim to prevent an escalation of hostilities between the U.S. and Iran. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional stability. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's latest remarks add to the tensions. As reported by I-24 News, he warned of a severe military response should Iran attempt to harm him. This rhetoric follows increased animosity and recent exchanges between the U.S. and Iran. Such statements could further strain U.S.-Iran relations, impacting global diplomacy. Separately, Bernie Sanders made controversial comparisons between Israel, Sudan, and Russia. According to JNS, Sanders denounced Israel's actions post-October 7th attack, likening them to war crimes. This adds to the international debate on Israel's military operations and their implications for its global standing. On the economic front, first, a decade of stagnation for Haredi men's employment raises concerns about reaching future government targets, while a business reported this 2 days ago. Separately, Carrefour eyes flotation after overcoming initial challenges. Chairperson Zvika Schwimmer confirmed they met their objectives. This was covered by Globes 3 days ago. And finally, Amnon Shashua plans to leave AI21 after 9 years. His departure follows strategic changes and significant layoffs in one of Israel's prominent AI startups, as noted by CTEC. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.